The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Well, have you ever gone on a holiday with a friend or partner that went badly wrong? Astrologer Margaret Neylan says that it could have been written in the stars. She says different star signs need to be especially careful when holidaying together. And she joins me now to explain why. Margaret, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
If you'd like, by the way, to get, if you're listening and you want to get guidelines on how best to plan a holiday with someone, then text us with both your star signs now to 51551. You're also telling me, Margaret, that it's unusual for a radio presenter
to be a Sagittarian. That's right. Well, it's extremes really with the fire signs, so up and down. But usually they're communicators, the signs of communicators, which is an air sign, which would be Aquarius, Gemini or Libra.
I see.
Yeah.
So you've done your research on this.
Yes.
And Marty Whelan and Pat Kenny and the late Jerry
Ryan. They're
all
air
signs.
Yep.
So as a Sagittarian, then there's no future for me.
I just think you're special. You see, you knew that anyway.
Thank you. Now, you say you're talking about people, friends or partners, planning holidays together.
They can be disastrous sometimes, can't they?
Yeah. Why? Why so?
Well, I think really when you go on holiday and you don't have the usual, you know, distractions of work or maybe the family, well, maybe not so much family, but just social life, you know, that you're used to because you live in the area. You go to a different place, you're pretty much dependent on each other all of a sudden. And there you are, you discover some horrible traits about the person you never knew about.
And how do you take evasive action? How do you
sort of get on the next plane home, maybe. Well, maybe not as extreme as that. But the thing is, it really does need sometimes, you know, quite a lot of discretion, really, if you go on holiday with somebody you don't know very well.
I see. And you say the important thing is whether you're a fire, earth, air or water sign. And it's the mixture of the two
usually,
that is problematical.
That's right, yes.
Give us a typical.
Well, usually fire and air go very well together. If you can imagine, a fire can't actually exist without air. So I'm an air sign, you're a fire sign. We'd probably get on quite well. However, the air can, of course, blow the fire out as well, you know, so it all depends on how you get on, you know, the choices you make. As regards water and earth, they usually get on well together because nothing can grow in earth without water. But of course, the water can actually make the earth very soggy and it can actually stop growth. So there's all those things to take into consideration.
Can we just first of all clarify which are the air, water
air signs,
and fire signs?
Okay, so you start off, we start off actually with Aries, which is a fire sign. And then the other fire signs then are Leo and Sagittarius. Then the next ones up then are Taurus, well, our earth signs, which is Taurus, and then Virgo and Capricorn. And then the next sign up then is air signs, which is Gemini, Libra and Aquarius. And then the last elements are the water signs. So the water signs are Cancer. My brain has just gone quiet. Cancer, good heavens, Scorpio, and then Pisces.
Yeah. So talk about the deadly mixes then.
Right, well, sometimes you see you can get something like air and earth. And if you just think about the elements outside, you know, nature, air and earth, what does the air do? It usually just flows over the earth. It doesn't really do much to the earth, and the earth doesn't do much to the air. So sometimes you just, you know, you can get on okay, but you don't have any great passion or anything like that. Water and, should we say, air as well, you know, again, really, you don't really get much. I mean, I know that, you know, in chemically speaking, there is, of course, you know, air and water and all that. But generally speaking, you know, you might get ruffles on the waves from the water. So again, you could have little ruffles in your relationships. So that's the way it goes, really.
So this just applies to relationships, whether you're on holiday or not.
Absolutely. Well, it does actually, yeah. And in fact, if you studied your work colleagues, sometimes you might find, now that's the reason things don't always go well with us.
I'll do that after the show, just to check it out. Plenty of texts in. Denise wants to know, she's planning a holiday, Aquarius and Cancer.
Actually, they'll probably get on well in a sort of way of doing their own thing, you know, without being too close together. One of my sisters actually is Cancer, and we get on actually quite well. But, you know, there's some areas of our lives we just have nothing to do with each other. You know, there's just nothing in common, because the Cancerian in particular would be very, very sensitive and very caring and very sort of nurturing and family oriented. Whereas Aquarius, which is what I am, the air signs tend to be more detached.
I see.
So I'd go off to perhaps, you know, the museum or something, and then she'd go off and look at some family picture or something. something, you know.
There is a way around this then.
Oh, always,
so less
yeah.
time spent in each other's company. Is that it?
Well,
on
respect for each other's differences, yeah. But you wouldn't have huge passionate problems together, you
okay.
know.
No big
yeah.
problems, but it's no. things that have to be sorted out. Pat in Limerick says he is Taurus and he's going on holidays with a Libra and a Virgo.
Right. Well, probably we get on more closely, really, with the Virgo, simply because that's another earth sign. And, of course, Taurus is an earth sign. And then the Libra, well, the Libra, usually, you see, wants to please everybody. So I don't think there'd be much problems there.
Okay. So you can rest assured, Pat, you're going to have a great...
Yeah, you're okay.
You're going to have a great holiday. Kate says she's married to a Scorpion and she's a Capricorn.
Actually, quite good.
Is
because
it?
Scorpio is water and Capricorn is earth.
For, yeah. Thumbs up for that relationship.
Yeah, well, she probably knows that already, actually. I hope she does.
Yes, she doesn't say that, you know, the marriage is in trouble.
How long it's gone on for,
she
yeah.
She just wants affirmation, really, that
yes, absolutely.
Things are going well. Yeah. Alison Galway says she was born on the 23rd of October and she is Scorpio and Libra. And her partner is a very... Oh, sorry, she's between Scorpio
That's
and Libra.
That's right, yes, on the cusp.
Oh, yeah. On the cusp, yeah. I see. So she's a mix of a Scorpio and a Libra.
Yeah.
And her partner is a Virgo.
Oh, quite good, yes, because she'd be mainly Scorpio, actually, which is water, and he, of course, is earth.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And on to the next one here. They're flying in. People are really interested.
People say, you see, they don't believe in astrology, and the first thing they do is they find out.
Well, Paul in Louth says, partner and I are both Pisces. We have great holidays.
Yes, absolutely. They have a lot in common, obviously, both being the same sign. But actually, you know, if you went to an astrology reading, there's a lot more, of course, to astrology than just your sun sign.
Yeah. Another one here now. Please tell me the perfect holiday for a Virgo and a Gemini. What sort of holiday should they undertake?
Oh, gosh, that'd be an interesting one now. Well, the Virgo should probably go off to all the museums and things like that. And then the Gemini will just chat to the person next door, you know.
I see. Yeah. So when you're talking about these things, you're not worrying that the holiday will end in disaster.
Not necessarily,
You're pointing the way to people.
Yeah, how to work around it, really, because everybody's going to have differences.
Yeah, and not to have too high expectations. Would that be part
That's
of it as
it,
well?
That's it, and be willing to go, you know, 50-50 in certain areas.
Yeah. Another one here. Please tell me perfect. Oh, we just had that one. I'm Sagittarius and I'm going on holidays with the Pisces. What do you think?
Right. I wonder, is that a man and a woman going together, a partnership? But anyway...
Well, it's from Martin, so yeah, I don't know who he's going with.
Right. Well, anyway, there can be quite a lot of passion, actually, because the Sagittarius, the fire sign, will bring the water to the boiling point, you see. So loads of passion.
I see.
As long as the water sign doesn't dampen.
Oh, right.
The fire sign.
Okay. And when we're talking all about this, Margaret, I mean, are there ways and means of ensuring that holidays go well and that people make the proper preparations? Or is there to be a little bit? Because I'm just thinking people who are even going out with each other for a long time, going on 2 weeks holidays, they're not used to being with each other.
Not really, no.
All the time.
Yeah, and you certainly do find out, you know, I mean, if they leave all the towels strewn around the bathroom for you to go into, you know, and those are the sort of things, like leaving the, you know, the toothpaste cap off, you know, those are things that drive you nuts in a long-term relationship. But for a holiday, you know, a couple of weeks away, you put up with it.
You put up with it.
Yeah.
And ensure that you don't be at each other's throats for the duration of
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. And then I'm just thinking about relationships generally then, when it comes to star signs. Are some doomed to failure as a result?
Well, actually, the truth is that we're talking at the moment about your sun sign, which is how you show yourself to the world. But in fact, emotionally speaking, we're actually what our moon sign is. And the moon sign, you'd actually have to look it up, in fact, in a book, you know, which is known as an ephemeris, because the moon moves through every sign 2.5 days. So my moon sign actually is Aries, which is a fire sign, and so I'm totally different to my sun sign, which is my Aquarius, which is an air sign, you know. And then you'll find that quite often, you know, that you'll find people on the outside look terribly passionate, and then inside they're actually very passive, because they could be one of the more passive signs.
I see.
So astrology is a great subject.
There are skeptics, but as I said, the texts are flying in, so there are plenty of people who believe
it. Closet skeptics.
And just the last one here then, Margaret. Leo and Scorpio have finally figured it out. Book a nice hotel for me with lots of day trips for Scorpio.
Well done, yes.
I presume the day trips are on his or her own. Is that the idea?
I think it sounds like that.
Yeah.
The Scorpio can go off fishing or something.
Right. Well, look, Margaret, thank you very much for coming in this morning to tell us about what the star signs mean for people taking holidays. And we hope everyone enjoys their holidays, by the way, and takes corrective action if needs be. Margaret Nalan, thank you very much.
You.
Back in a moment with some music.
Lovely.
Podcast today's show at rte.ie/John Murray.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.